Today's geo quiz sounds like something out of a fairy tale. We're looking for a city in Michigan today that has something in common with the Danish city of Copenhagen. Both places have statues of the Little Mermaid. Copenhagen's mermaid gazes out on the harbor. The Little Mermaid in central Michigan looks out on the Flat River. The city in Michigan celebrates its Danish heritage every summertime with a Danish festival. So imagine how the locals felt about being sued for having that look-alike statue of the Little Mermaid. Lawyers on both sides are now scrambling. So, question for you. Can you come up with the name of the city of Michigan, population 8,000, that's in hot water over the Little Mermaid? We're going to swim right into the controversy.
I'm Marco Werman from PRI's The World. Can you tell Baku from Bakuba or Minsk from Murmansk? Or name the tallest building, the deepest canyon, or the real home of the tango? Find out at the GeoQuiz Challenge. You can test your geographical smarts online and see how you measure up against contestants around the globe. The GeoQuiz Challenge from PRI's The World. Play it online at theworld.org.
I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for the name of a town in Michigan where there's a big fuss over a little statue. Kathy Jo Vanderlyn is the director of the town's Chamber of Commerce. What town is it, Kathy Jo?
It is Greenville, Michigan. We have a Little Mermaid statue here that's a depiction of the Hans Christian Andersen story known to many, especially because of the Disney movie.
And also because of the statue that overlooks a harbor in Copenhagen and is a major tourist site.
Yeah, ours is, I believe, about 30 inches, and theirs is close to 5 feet. So we hate to admit it, but Denmark has something larger than we do.
It was made by a local artist, correct?
Correct.
All right. You've got to deal with this problem that you have with the family, the estate of the Danish artist who created the Copenhagen Little Mermaid. So this, again, is Edvard Eriksen. Who in Greenville heard from his family?
Well, actually, the city of Greenville got a letter from the Artists' Rights Society in New York.
And specifically, what did the estate want?
Well, they want essentially money. The last request was $3,800. Now, mind you, the statue in and of itself costs around $10,000 or $11,000. So it seems somewhat absurd to pay almost the same, you know, half of the amount of the statue itself in artist fees for something that actually is not a rendering of the one in Copenhagen.
Are you feeling as though there might be some kind of legitimate claim here, or do you feel, you know, it's much ado about nothing?
I think it is much ado about nothing. Certainly, if they feel like we've infringed on their rights as an artist, we probably will bow to that, but $3,800 seems extreme.
Right.
For something that, again, if I think we went to court over, we'd win, but who wants to go to court?
By the way, did it occur to anybody at the time that maybe this would be some kind of copyright infringement?
No. You know, shame on us. So we're pleading ignorance because that's what it was at the point. We have another statue at City Hall, which is also in our sister city of Skælskør, Denmark, which depicts the ugly duckling. We also have a Danish soldier in one of our parks, too, where kids play, our Danish kingdom.
So the festival, the Danish festival, for which this statue was built in the first place, it's going to be happening pretty soon, just a couple of weeks away?
Right. It's always the third full weekend in August. It begins on a Thursday evening, actually, with the, you know, downtown where we play both the Danish and the United States national anthems and sung in both languages. And we're honoring the fact that Danish people were attracted to this area.
And what's featured in the festival?
We have apple skivers, which are served, which is a form of, it's like a little round pancake. We have an arts and crafts festival, of course, a parade.
Well, we hope the decks are clear and you can enjoy all sorts of Danish fare by the time the festival rolls around. Kathy Jo Vanderlyn is the director of the Chamber of Commerce in Greenville, Michigan, the answer to our geo quiz. We wish you a lot of luck, Kathy Jo.
And come have an apple skiver. We'd love to have you.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.